أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. Dear viewers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. The topic under discussion is how to treat others. The term other can include any person, from your friends to your parents, to your relatives, and to any person close or far. But in this session, we are going to deal with one of the groups that are included by the term others. Today we will be talking about treating how to treat your parents. How should we behave with our parents? What is the viewpoint of Islamic morality in this connection? Should we behave them with respect, with esteem, or should we not do so? Let me directly go to the Islamic sources and cite verses that are relevant to the topic under discussion. After quoting the verses, I will also cite some traditions and some narrations that will also be related to this topic. There is a popular verse in the Holy Quran that is related to treating parents. The verse reads, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And when we made covenant with the children of Israel, we made covenant with the children of Israel that they should not worship anything other than Allah, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, in that they should do favor to their parents. They should do good to their parents and their relatives, ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى, and to the orphans and to the destitute. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا, and that they should speak righteous words with people. وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ, and that they should establish prayer. وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ, and give the poor rate. ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ مُعْرِزُونَ. We made a covenant with you, but all of you broke the promise except a few who did not do so. The verse, of course, touches different issues and different groups of people. The verse tells us to do favor to different people, but the example which we intend to touch in the instance that is related to our point of view or to our discussion is وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. According to this verse, we are obliged to do favors to our parents. We must behave our parents. We must treat them with respect, with honor, and with dignity. We must dignify our parents. We must respect our parents. Of course, respect may differ from place to place and from culture to culture. According to European culture, something might be a respect, while the same thing may not be considered as respect in Eastern countries. Similarly, something might be considered as respect in Eastern countries, but the same thing may not be dealt with as respect in the Western countries. The Holy Quran advises us to observe respect while treating our parents. But of course, the meaning of respect will be determined by the culture we have and by the society in which we live. So the thing is that we must honor our parents, we must respect our parents, and we must dignify them. This is very much important. Another verse that also touches the same issue is this verse from the chapter Baqarah, verse 177. لَيْسَ الْبِرُّ أَن تُوَلُّ وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. I read this verse before also. It is not righteousness to turn your face to the east or to the west. It is not very important. If God tells us to turn your face to the west, we will turn our face to the west. And if God orders us to turn our faces to the east, we will turn our faces to the east. It is not very much important. The thing is that we must follow the commandment of God. We must follow the divine order. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. It is righteousness. It is a good thing that one believes in God, in the hereafter, in the angels, and in divine book, in the prophets. This is a good thing. Try to develop faith in metaphysical issues. Try to believe in God. Try to gain a sound and a firm belief in what God asks us to believe in. If you do so, then you have done a good thing. This is a good thing. If we want to compete each other, we must compete each other in doing such kind of things, not in things such as turning your face to the east or to the west. وَأَتَى الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ ذَوِ الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ. This is the point we want to make. The important thing is to give your wealth despite loving it to your relatives, to the orphans, to the destitute, and to the wayfarers, and to those who beg, and the beggars. If you give your wealth, if you give your possession, despite loving it, to the people whom God mentions, then you have done a good task. Your task is, of course, praiseworthy. Your behavior is worthwhile and important. This is what we must do. We must not compete each other in doing something that are insignificant, that are not important. We must compete each other in doing things that are important, that are effective, that leave impact on our future. This is what God tells us to do. وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ And those who keep their promises. It is a very important principle in Islam to keep your promise. The society is based on truth. It is an example of truth. If you keep your promises, if you are honest, then of course you have observed this principle. You have respected this principle. Otherwise, you have violated this principle. And if this principle, the principle of truth, is violated, then what will happen? What will happen? Nobody will rely on nobody else. There will not be any mutual belief, any mutual respect, any mutual reliability. And that is very much dangerous. And of course, there are other issues also. وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالزَّرَّاءِ And those who are patient in misery, in destitute, and in difficult fears. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ These are the people who are true. These are the people who are pious. This example, this verse gives us a concrete example of piety. As I explained before, piety is not something that is a hollow concept. Piety is not a hollow concept having no concrete meaning. No, piety is a very concrete concept. And it is a very objective concept. If you are a pious person, you are a truthful person. If you are a pious person, you are a person who spends his wealth, his position in the way of God. If you are a pious person, you do your duties fully and completely. So, again, this verse tells us to pay attention to ذوي القربى. In one of the instances of ذوي القربى is your parents. Of course, your parent is your ذوي القربى. Your parents are an example of ذوي القربى. If ذوي القربى are important, then your parents are more important. Consider to ذوي القربى. And it is a clear example of ذوي القربى. So let us go to another verse that is available in this connection. This verse is also very much important. It says, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا O people, worship God. Leave idols. Leave worshipping idols. Idolatry is of no use. Worship God. وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا Don't associate anyone with God. Or don't worship anything besides God. And don't consider anything as equal to God. God is unique. Nothing is equal to God. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا It is very important. After advising us to serve God, to worship God, the Holy Quran tells us to pay attention to your parents. The word parents follows the word God. First of all, we must pay attention to God. We must devote our time to God, our efforts to God. We must serve God. After doing this, we must serve our parents. وبذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين. And then your relatives, the orphans, the destitute, the neighbors, whether they are close to you or they live far away from you. And your companions and the wayfarers, all these have rights upon you. And you have to observe their rights. But we want to say that you need to pay attention to your parents. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Do favor to your parents. Yes, these were the verses. Let me also quote some traditions. There are numerous traditions in this connection. But we want to cite a few traditions that are important. There is a tradition from the Holy Imam who says, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَكُونَ بَارًا بِوَالِدَيْهِ فِي حَيَاتِهِمَا. It is actually a story, and it is a very important story. Sometimes, according to this tradition, sometimes it may happen that you are good to your parents as long as they are alive. You do favor to them, you pay visit to them. When they fall ill, you take them to doctor. And when they are in need of money, you give them money. When they are in need of help, you give them the help. And you do whatever you can as long as they are alive. ثم يموتان. Then they die. Your parents die, as everyone's parents die. And every one of us die. فلا يقضي عنهما ديونهما. But after your parents die, then you neglect your parents. Your parents had borrowed money from others, but you are not going to repay the money. You're supposed, from the Islamic point of view, to repay the loan, but you are not going to repay. وَلَا يَسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمَا. And you don't ask for divine forgiveness for them. You do not ask for divine forgiveness for them. فَيَكْتُبُهُ اللَّهُ عَقَابًا. This person who was good to his parents when they were alive, and now he has neglected his parents, this very person is a very bad person from the Islamic point of view, and he cannot be attributed to the same parents from the Islamic point of view. And there is no relation between the parents who have died and this very person who is now alive. وَإِنَّهُ لَيَكُونَ عَاقًا لَهُمَا فِي حَيَاتِهِمَا غَيْرُ بَارٍ بِهِمَا. This is another case. Sometimes it happens that you are not good to your parents when they are alive. You're bad to them. Your relation is not good to your parents when they are alive. And you do not do good to them when they are alive. فَإِذَا مَاتَ قَضَى دَيْنَهُمَا. But when they die, you begin to pay attention to them. You repay their loan. And you ask for divine forgiveness by giving charity or by reciting the Holy Quran or by doing any other good thing. You are actually invoking divine forgiveness for your parents. فَيَكْتُبُهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ بَارًا. You see, God considers such a person as a good person. The previous example was something else, but this example is something else. In the previous case, in the first case, the person was in the beginning a good person, but later on he turned to be a bad person. But the second example tells us that this person was bad in the beginning, but later on he changed. He became a good person. So this is all because of dealing with your parents. How do you deal with your parents? So dealing with parents are thus very much important. But let me explain to some extent why dealing with this, with parents are important. Why should we give respect to our parents? Why should we do favor to our parents? There could be numerous philosophies behind this commandment. And one of the philosophy behind this commandment is that we must pay attention to our parents, because parents play a very significant role in our life and in our existence. We owe our existence firstly to God and then to our parents. We owe our well-being firstly to God and then to our parents. We owe our happiness firstly to God and then to our parents. Our parents are each and everything for us. It is our parents who play a physical role in bringing us to existence. Were they not there, and if they did not get married, and if there was no such thing as marriage, then of course we were not there. And it is they who feed us. It is they who feed us. You see, when we are born, we are very poor creatures. We are unable to do anything. We cannot defend ourselves. We cannot find anything to eat, nor anything to drink. We are very poor, very miserable. But it is because of our parents that we are able to live and to continue our life. It is our parents who give us clothing and who give us shelter. Were they not there, we would not be able to survive. How can we live without a shelter, under the scorching sun or under the chilly or in a chilly winter? We are in need of support, and it is our parents who support us and who give us help. And of course, it is our parents who give us education. We spend their money, and it is because of their attention, and it is because of their economic support that we go to good schools, to private schools. We attend classes and we get educated. All this is because of the favor of our parents, and because of the mercy of our parents. And of course, it is our parents who pave the ground for your future. If we become good persons, if we become good personalities, it is because our parents have actually sacrificed their happiness for us, and they have done each and everything for our improvement. So we owe actually our success to a great extent to our parents. And therefore we must actually behave our parents kindly. And there is a very important another philosophy which I will inshallah touch in our next session, because it is very much important how we deal with our parents. Inshallah, we will also give another session to this, the same topic, and we will again, and I will again talk about this topic in the future. Thank you very much.